it revolves around any decision you make in life, but if we just relate to money decisions, certainly I always say, look, is it something that matters? And secondly, is it something that you can control? So if it's yes to both of those answers, well, certainly you should be putting your energy and time to making the good financial decisions. If there's a no for one of those, well, maybe it's something that you shouldn't be putting energy and time to. And that really comes back to what really is in your control at the end of the day when it comes to those money decisions. The one that I often see for many people is in regards to worrying about what markets will do, share markets, property markets, you know, where is it heading into the future, up or down? And this is really something that no one has control over. And secondly, no one can foresee. There's plenty of pundits out there that will predict, but they are just predictions. And the other one is to analysing past data. By having a look at past data with share markets and property, somehow people think that's going to be an indication of what is held into the future. But unfortunately, academically, it's proven that past returns are not indicative of the future. So firstly, I would always suggest to people, and we empathise that we understand it can be a concern because this is your life savings. I think the first decision is if anyone's going out there to buy a residential home is to firstly recognise it's not a investment asset, it's a lifestyle choice. So we're not here to make money out of our homes, and I'm yet to see someone make a lot of money from their residential property. So we tend to upgrade when we sell and move on. So I think that's recognising that firstly, and then secondly going, well, why are you making that decision and what's the importance of that decision? I think really when it comes down to anything you make as a financial decision when it comes to purchasing a home or investment property or shares is to go, well, why are you doing this firstly? And what is the outcome that you want from that? Is it long-term growth? Is it income? So it all does come back to getting a plan in place and understanding what you're trying to achieve.
And are there other examples of factors that you can't control that people will try and factor into, you know, their financial decisions or their immediate future, things like that?
Yeah, I think the one that we all sort of blame the umpire for or so forth is really around legislation. You know, whilst we can influence through voting, and certainly elections will be coming up in May around a number of policies that are out there in the news at the moment, we can't fully control it as individuals, you know, in regards to government policy. So these certainly policies do make some impacts on what we can do and we can't do. But again, I wouldn't be putting my energy to that because, again, it's not the control we can have.
And the big one there that so many people would be interested in would be that of the energy policy decisions and you know, those power prices, whether there will be any second players, third players in the market, because power bills aren't exactly going down.
No, definitely not. And these are all part of some of the things that we can't control within our spending because they are sort of fixed costs. We do need to switch on the lights, etc. But I suppose what we can control there is how we use the energy.
So is there a go-to model then for people? Is it about tucking away a certain percentage to give yourself that leeway for when, you know, these outside influences really start to weigh you down?
Yeah, and I think that comes back to the plan that we spoke about before. If you've got reserves and you've stress tested what you're going to be stepping into when it comes to your financial decisions, is ensuring always that you've got some sort of cash reserves aside. When it comes to borrowing, you know, the other thing we don't have control over is interest rates. So if we can ensure that we stress test before we borrow for a residential investment property or whatever investment that is to make sure that you know, do your calculations based on a bit of a higher interest rate to ensure that you have that capacity. If those things are out of your control, well, what is in your control? Certainly, so again, stress testing the options that you're going to take on board before jumping in.
And when you say stress test, what's the most effective way of doing that?
Well, I think it's coming back to the concentration of, particularly with borrowings, looking at your cash flow, what comes in and what comes out in simple terms. But again, coming back to that plan, you know, when you're looking at a plan, it's looking at your cash flows, what is affordable, and are you stretching that affordability before you even make those decisions?